This is Parshas B'Shalach. It's a Shiras Hayom. And the question is, in the Shiras Hayom, it's mentioned about all about the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, Sus V'Roichvoi, Roma Vayom, how the Shporuch punished all the Mitzrayim, the soldiers, Toynes Yit Markvois Paravachela Yorav Vayom, the chariots of Paroi and his army all came drowned in the Yamsuf, Toynes Yechasumu, Yodim Seres Ma'oven. There is no mention at all about the Ness of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why does it, number one, why didn't they not say Shira when they came out of Mitzrayim? And number two, in this Shira, which is the end of the Geula, why is there no mention of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking them out of Mitzrayim, which was one of the biggest Ness, the biggest Ness was taking out of Mitzrayim. And there's no mention it at all in Shira Sayom. And in anything we find that in davening it says, Gemara in Bracha says, there's a chiyuv to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. L'man tizkos yom tzeis chomer tzayim kol yom eichayecho. We have a chiyuv to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night. Kol yom eichayecho, which is by day and by night as well. And the Torah brings, B'shem the Yerushalmi, one also should mention every day, Kriyas Yamsuf, Makas Bechoyres, and we talk to say that in Ezra's. We talk about Yamsuf Bekato, Zeidim Tebato, Vidirim Hevarto. But that they say, some say, it's only in Chatchila, and B'dievin, it doesn't matter. If you didn't say Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, that one has to go back. Because that is a chiv, Mantiskes, Yom Tzeis, Chomet Shan, Kodim Echayachot. So you see, and Chazal say, what's the difference between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf? Yitzias Mitzrayim says it was ke'ilu, a big nest, used the Lashon kosher, was hard, if we can understand it, klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Oya Nisa Lekim, has any nation, anybody try to take one nation out of another nation? Whereas Kriyas Mitzrayim, it's not mentioned so much, the name of Hashem. So we see in davening, it's the opposite. There is a bigger chiyuv to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and whereas to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf is not an absolute chiyuv. And when it comes to the Shira, the mention in the Shira is only about Kriyas Yamsuf, and there's no mention at all of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's question number one. Question number two is on last week's Sedra, going out of Mitzrayim, why did it have to be in a way of tricking Paroi? We're only going out for 3 days, and we're coming back. We're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're coming back, and we're borrowing Kelim. We're borrowing Kelim one from another, and we're going to bring it back. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just tell Paroi, if he's forcing him anyhow, send the Eden out for good, and pay them what they deserve for working 210 years, if they actually deserved it. Like the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Gevir ben Besisa, the times of Alexander the Great, Alexander Melech Mitzrayim, so the Mitzrayim took the Eden to a court case by Alexander, and they said, return us the Kelim, which you borrowed. You said you're borrowing the Kelim, we never returned them. So they called Gevir ben Besisa. So he came and said, well, first let the Mitzrayim pay what they owe the Eden for all the work for 210 years, and then we'll talk about giving back the Kelim. And they ran away. They didn't have what to answer. So you see, they did owe the Eden so much. Well, why couldn't it be in such a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced Paroi, you have to send the Eden away, you've wronged them, send them out properly, and give them the Kelim in a proper Ruchus Gadol, without tricking them, we're going for 3 days, and then Paroi chases after them, and then they don't come back at all. So the Ran answers that this was, the purpose of that was that Paroi should chase after the Eden, and Be'ebel and Paroi, then they should, all the Mitzrayim should drown in the Yamsuf, and should be a oynish of midah keneged midah, which is one of the main ikrim of avodas Hashem, to show how HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes everybody, punishes the Rishoim, everybody Midah Keneged Midah. So it purposely had to be that way, that Paro should think they're only going out for 3 days, and then they're not coming back, he sees they're not coming back, and then he chases them, and then it would be the great Nisim which they saw at Kriyas Yamsu. But the Chora, the Beis Dovid asks on that,
3 days would have been enough. To say about the 3 days would have been enough to chase them. They have to do that, but Yishalu also on the money. Didn't need that as well.
Well, it was the money, which brought to them as well. It's the money which Be'etzem they had their eyes on. You've taken out our money as well. That helped to give them the push. But the Kash is of that, even after that, it's by Chazik Hashem as Leib Paro. He didn't really want to go. He needed Hashem had to push him. So if so, why couldn't Hashem push him even if he sent them forever? He could also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have also been Mechazik, and it still would be the Nisim of the Yam Suf. And there are other questions as well, other questions in Parshas Shemois, Hova Nischak Moloi, what was in Haggadah we say, Vayereu Oisonu HaMitzrim, the Mitzrim did bad to us, like it says, Hova Nischak Moloi. What's the lotion? Where do you see that in the Haggadah that they did, in the Pasuk that they did bad for us, Hova Nischak Moloi? Where does it say in Hova Nischak Moloi that they did bad more than Vayereu Oisonu HaMitzrim? So you say, how do you know they did bad? Huh? Like it says, Hova Nischak Moloi. Well, what was the bad in Hova Nischak Moloi so much that they're going to be the Meshabed them? Another question is the Torah switches from Loshen Yochid to Loshen Rabbim. And why is Moshe Rabbeinu so adamant not to go for the Shlichas? 7 times HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to ask him and said, if you're not going to redeem them, nobody's going to redeem them. So, a Mahalach, in a Sefer Beis Dovid, that's from the same Machaba, the same Nachlas Dovid, and Nachlas Dovid of Bavakama, it's Rav Dovid Tebel. So he's got a Mahalach like this, that first he says, he makes an Abdomah, what do people call peace, Shalom? One could think initially that the explanation of Shalom is there was an argument between people, and then people make up, that's called Shalom. He says that's not Be'etzem. The Etzem type of Shalom is different. The real Shalom is, if you have different particles, and you combine them together, that is called Shalom. And he says that is the whole world is Be'etzem made of different particles, different koiches, and the Rotzon Hashem keeps them together. One example, the heaven, Shemayim. What's the heaven made out of? Eish and Mayim, which are two opposites, water. Now what keeps the Shemayim together, Eish and Mayim? The Rotzon Hashem keeps the Shemayim, Eish and Mayim, keeps it as a kiyum. And that's what we say in davening, Oise Sholoim Bimroimov, we ask Sholoim Oleinu. Shmorcha makes Sholom in the Shemayim, in Bimroimov, in the heaven. That's the Shemayim between the water and the fire. Hashem makes Sholom between them, and that has a kiyum. We ask Sholoim Oleinu. And it gives an example like that. If you have pearls, to combine them together, you can't combine one diamond or one pearl with another diamond. They're two hard particles. They're not going to combine together. How do you combine them together? You take a string, and you thread the pearls inside, and then you have a pearl necklace, a pearl bracelet. That's how you combine them. You need a separate unit to combine them together. So he says the same is like this with people. People, every person is a different guf, a guf from a guf, different teva, different ideas. What connects people together? That is the neshama, which is chelik elekai mimal. That ties Klal Yisrael together, and it ties the same thing which ties Klal Yisrael together, the neshama, it also connects the Eden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is that's what we call shalom. And that's what the Pasuk says at the end of Vayechi, kol ha-nefesh habo le-beis Yaakov Mitzrayim o-shivim. Rashi says, Kol HaNefesh, there were 70 people, and the Torah calls them one Nefesh. Whereas the family of Esav are called Nefoshois, there were many. Goyim don't have this Neshama which we have to combine us together. it's we, our neshama comes from Mokim Kodesh, and that kilu connects us together, and it connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That's what we call Sholem, Sholem being Yisrael Avinu B'Shem B'Shamayim. Kol's money says the Yidden were on this Maila, they had Achdus together with the neshama and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Paroi would not be able to be meshabed them like he did Avodas Perach. And that was the Eitzah of Paroi. Paroi decided, I'm going to ruin the Sholem which Eden have between each other, and automatically I'm going to ruin them, ruin their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only then would Paroi be able to be meshabed the Eden in such a harsh manner. And that was Paroi's Eitzah. That's what the Haggadah says, Vayireu Oisonu HaMitzrim. It doesn't mean, Vayireu Oisonu HaMitzrim, they did bad to us. Otherwise it would say, Vayireu Lonu HaMitzrim. Vayireu Oisonu HaMitzrim, they made us bad. Paroi's Eitzah was, let us be meshabed them, let us get them so busy with their work that they won't have time to connect themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, Paroi's Eitzah was, let's put taxes on them. And once there's taxes on them, not only are they going to be so busy and they're not going to have time to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're also going to lose their achdus between them. And that was Paroi's Eitzah, which he started initially just working for the king, but that didn't work. They still were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then it says, Ve'avidus b'nei Yisrael b'forach. He managed to make them work so hard, they had no time to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't connect between themselves as well. And I thought one story which shows us how the Yidden are connected together as well. Somebody recently told me this story. Before President Trump was president, he was elect president, he was canvassing around in for people to vote, and they invited him to speak at the Torah. He was spoke at the Torah Masura convention with all Rabbonim there. They invited him to speak as well. So he spoke and he said, "I've done for you. I moved the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem," and the Olam clapped, gave him their hand. And then he says, "And you know what else I've done? I've freed Rabashkin from prison." And then the Olam went wild with applause. He freed Rubashkin from prison. So afterwards, he spoke to Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, who was there, Shmuel Kodlador, and he asked him, when I said that I'd moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, there was clapping, yeah. But when I said about that I freed Rubashkin, the Olam went wild with applause. Isn't it a bigger thing which I did for you, the whole nation, I moved the embassy to Jerusalem, isn't that more than freeing one person? So Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky said to him, "You should know, if you would have given the Eden the choice, either we move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, or we free Rubashkin, they would have all said, free Rubashkin. Because when one Eden is in prison, all the Eden are in prison. It's not only one person who won't be." And that's what Nefesh, the Nefesh, called Nefesh, all Eden are one Neshama. Goyim can't understand that. One Goy's got no Shaykh, couldn't care about the other Goy. But Eden have this Neshama which connects them. Mm-hmm. And that's what Paroi wanted to ruin. Paroi wanted to ruin the connection between the Eden, the Shom, they shouldn't have time, they shouldn't have the Achdus together, and they shouldn't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, he was Masliach. And that was Paroi's Eitzah, that it was, that Be'etzem, that after the, when the Eden came into you, to Mitzrayim, they were on such a high Madrega, Nefesh Achas, but afterwards, after they worked in Mitzrayim, it was Goy Mikerev Goy, Halolo Evda Vaydezara, Halolo Evda Vaydezara. And unfortunately, Ben Adam Rechaveroi, they spoke, they were Diltorim, they were Moisa one another, Moisrim one another as well, Oche Noida Hadova. So that's why even when they davened, it says, Vayonchu b'nei, Vayizaku b'nei, Vayonchu b'nei Yisroel min Avoida, Vayizaku v'tal Shavosim Elakim minu Avoida. They didn't really daven properly. They cried because of the work, but it wasn't really a proper tefillah. And the only reason why they were saved wasn't the schus of the ovus, which was still connected, because the ovus are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that connects us to the ovus as well. So had the Yidden been zoicha to the Geula mitzadatzmo, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them originally, I will take you down to Mitzrayim, v'noichi ele gavola, and I will take you up, then it would have been completely, the Yeshua would have been different. They would have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken the Yidden himself out of Mitzrayim, straight to Eretz Yisrael, no 40 years in the Midbar, the Torah would have been given in Eretz Yisrael, and that would be all the Torah would be in Hacha High Madrega as well. But now that Klal Yisrael were not fit better than the Geula, and the Geula had to be in that time, because like Chazal say, had they been longer in Mitzrayim, they would become so connected to the Mitzrayim, they wouldn't have been fit. The Memtes Sharetuva, they wouldn't have been fit to be redeemed. So now the Seder had to change everything. We've got to do first an akoma to Paroi, and we have to force Paroi to, that he should agree to send them, and it's got to be with a trick that is, we're only going out for 3 days, and we're going to borrow the kelim and return them. That's how it all had to be done differently, because it wasn't in the Eden's own schus now that they're going out to Mitzrayim. And the Torah had to be done taka before they're going to Eretz Yisrael in order to purify them, that they should be fit for Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Geula was not a Geula b'shleimus. And therefore the whole Geula, they went in Golus again. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu refused. Why should I be the Goyal to take them out in such a way when it's not going to be a proper Geula? It's only going to be because the Eden have fallen so low, and there's a promise to the others. I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you yourself should redeem them. It should be a proper Geula, and that should be the final Geula. There shouldn't have to be other Geulas. What prompted Paroi to be such an action and not to send the Eden out? Because he saw his muzzle. His muzzle, the Avodah Zarah was the sheep, and that muzzle is the muzzle of Nissen, and that prompted Paroi. I see my muzzle is there. It must be that I'm able to overpower whatever punishments I'm getting. That was all till it came to Kriyas Yamsuf. Once the Eden came to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Pasuk says in this week's Sedra, Vaya Yisrael vihine Mitzrayim noiseya achreim. When Paroi was chasing the Eden, it says that the Eden looked up and they saw that Paroi was chasing the Eden. Paroi hikriv vayisub neisoy seim hine Mitzrayim noiseya achreim. Shtein Chazal, Mitzrayim means the Tsar of Mitzrayim. They saw the Tsar of Mitzrayim was chasing them as well. And that's why they were scared. What the Malach is kilo helping Paroi, that gave the Eden a terrible fright. And later on, when the Pasuk says, Vaya Yisrael, es hayot ha-gedoyla she'osa Hashem b'mitzrayim, the Yad HaGedoyla Hashem did Mitzrayim, Shteit Chazal also says, and then they saw that Paroi was, Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim meisal sfasayon, it refers to the Sash of Mitzrayim. They saw that the Tsar of Mitzrayim was killed. How do we know that? Because it's Loshin Yochid, as we said before, Goyim are never one. Goyim are always many Nefoshes. It's only Klal Yisrael as one. How come all the Eden are called together in a Mitzrayim, as one Mitzrayim? So Chazal says it's referring to the Tsar of Mitzrayim. And when they saw Mitzrayim Mesas Fasayom, they saw that the Malach of Mitzrayim had been dead. So that was already a different stage in Klal Yisrael. Once Klal Yisrael came lifted up in Madrega, as they went out of Mitzrayim, even though they were a very low Madrega. But later on, when the Pasuk says, Uparo Hikriv, Chazal Rashi, it doesn't say Uparo Korah, it says Hikriv. Uparo Hikriv, and the Medrash says that Medrash says that Godol Nesinas Tabas by Homon is sometimes more than 100 teichoches. What made the Eden do tshuva, when they saw Paro Hikriv, when they saw that the Tsar of Mitzrayim was running after them, Hikriv, doesn't say Korav, Hikriv made the Eden closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Eden were actually elevating themselves to a higher Madrega, to actually go away from Avodah Zarah and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why now there was Zoicha that the actual Tsar Shel Mitzrayim was killed. And so that's Taka why. So now we're going to come to the main, the questions which we started off with. Yeah. Why did they not say Shira? Why is there no mention on Shira of the Yetzias Mitzrayim only at the Kriyas Yamsuf? So we'll be marked in. Also, he says the inyan of Shira, also especially inyan of Shira. He says the inyan of Shira, which we find it by Megillah, says the Gemara in by Purim. The inyan of Megillah is a Shira. The Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel? The Megillah is the form of Shira. The inyan of Shira is the inyan to make a continuation. That hashbah, which there was at that particular time, should continue, and it should be continued in generations to come to be a vita Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. He says that is the inyan of Shira. The Shira makes a koyach of the Shefa and the Yeshua which the Yidden had at that time. It should be forever and Netzach Netzachim. So he says that's why we say Vahi Lilish in the Shira, we just say Ozi Vezimus Ka Vahi Lilishua. I say, Hoyali Yeshua, Vahili Yeshua. Vahi can be both in the past, and it will be Yeshua in the future as well. So that is the Shira, and the Shira by of the Shira Sayom, and the Shira by Shira of the Megillah as well. That was a way of connecting the Geula, which happened then, that it should have a Shpor, it should be also Yeshua for Klal Yisrael for Davis. So therefore, that to mention in the Shira, we all mention things which Taka the Yidden was Zoicher in their own Zuchus, which is, as we said, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yidden came to a high Madrega. So their Nisim, which all Akut Shvorcha did by the Yamsuf, like this, they could see Zer Keli Van Beu, they were also Shivcha Leom, they came to such high Madregas that they could see Akut Shvorcha. That was something which they actually deserved in their own right. They became closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Shira, which we meant in the Shira we talk about the Yeshuas, which happened to Klal Yisrael in their own Zuchus. So that's only talking about all the Susvarecha Rov Hayom, Tovim Seach Asyumu, Yodim Tzeles Kmer Oven, and so on. So we ask, why doesn't it talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the answer is the Yetzias Mitzrayim, yes, there were very great Nisim, which we have to mention every day as well, but those Nisim were not really deserved in Klal Yisrael's own Zuchus. That had to be only because of the promise to the others, the schus of the others, and the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they couldn't really remain longer in Mitzrayim. So that had to be only taka, it was only done through forced paroi to send them out only for 3 days and so on. So to make a shefa brocha ladoiris, that killer wouldn't be appropriate to fix that into the shir. Because we hope in Mitzvah Shem, let's remember that the shira, which the Yidden was singing now, it says, Oz Yoshi Moshe, everything is not only what the present, what they sang then, it's also something which is going to be for future as well. Oz Yoshi Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sing the Shira Azay. So this will be the Shira L'Osid Lover as well. So that's why, yes, in davening, when we have a chiv to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, the main chiv is to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, whereas to mention the Makas Bechoyres, I mentioned the Shira Sayom, mentioned the Nis of the Yamsuf. That is not an absolute chiv to mention in davening as it is to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because in fact, Yetzias Mitzrayim might have been, it was a greater Nes to take a whole nation from another nation. Whereas Shira is a special point of being Mamshech, the Nes which happened, that should be a Shefa, should continue in future generations as well, both by the Nes of Purim and both of the Nes of here as well. So that was Taka only mentioning the Nisim, which Klal Yisrael would be Zoicha in their own Zuchus. And that's Taka what's there, and that's what Taka with Chazal said, Benissan Nigalu, in Nisim they were redeemed, Ubenissim Asidim Nigal, because of the Nisim Taka which were happened in Nisim that they went out of time with the Krisyam Sushvish of Pesach, so Benissim Asidim Nigal. And that's Taka what has answered all the questions that we answered before. That yes, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim on one hand is yes a chiv to mention in davening, and not and not Kriyas Yamsuf. Whereas in the Shiras Yamsuf, he mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf. And why did the Gaula of the Mitzrayim have to be in such a way, with pretending only going out for 3 days and borrowing the money and not returning it? Because unfortunately, that was the wickedness of Paroi, not only to be mishabed, being physically, but he also ruined the ruchnis of Klal Yisrael. And unfortunately, he was matzliach, as it says Chazal, well, in very low madriga, but they picked up very quickly. Haganda was so low in Mitzrayim that the Chazal said, lo lavidzorah, they weren't really deserving. But as they went out, gradually they became so uplifted with the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, they came to such a high madriga, and as they worked on for Kabbalah Satoira, and so on, so became higher and higher in that madriga. And that's why we daven that La'asid Lava is a state that if we may, the Kiyoim Tzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Erenu Niflois La'asid Lava, that just like the Nisim, which Chazal Yisrael saw at Yitzis Mitzrayim, especially how we say now the Nisim of the Kriyas Yamsuf, we should dunk in the Schus of Klal Yisrael, we should zeichu bekorav to have all the Nisim in Mitzvah Shem in the Geula, Benisim, Nigalu, Benisim Asidim Lagoil, it can be before Nisim as well, but Nisim's got special Geula, we should have to be zeichu to see the final Geula in the Schus Taka of Klal Yisrael, on the Schus of Klal Yisrael, the Meir of Yameinu.
Amen. Amen. Goyah.